Oh, the ties, it's gracious. Are they? I don't know, but they're civilized people, they, Chinese are civilized. Yeah, sure. You should have worked for that. All levels of society. Well, I was trying to say that, except for the fact that in the present time, I think I'd be concerned about is whether or not we get those lies going on television and being badgered and harassed, about issues and so forth. But we don't need to. I think in this instance, I don't think the public gives one shit one or the other. A surprise on televised press conference. I don't think, they always run that in there. What the hell's the difference? It's a press conference.
But they always say that.
I don't. I understand that. But that public doesn't give a damn whether you have a press conference of any kind. I think you're right. Well, if you understand it, well, except for the business of, isn't he talking out or why doesn't he say something and so forth. I'm not sure that goes across either. Do you think so?
No.
Well, the other side of the coin, you got to do something, don't you? And so maybe this is better to do than something else. Maybe it's better to use these people as the, shall we say, the end man rather than.
Well, I think it is, and then you've got, like, even on the TV, you've got half a dozen, well, four or five points of yours across. Did those points register with anybody? Probably not. I mean, probably not. But they were still scored. The viewer knows that you said that you're for this and you're against that, and you're going to do this and you're not going to do that. You ask him, what were those things? Well, I don't remember, but I thought they would sound pretty good to me. And you get those points across because the reporters go down the list. They say what you covered in the press conference. They say that you said there were going to be no taxes. Not sure. So they said they did distort that one. That was one we were, I mean, there you can say we were stripped.
You guys made it for only 1 year.
Which you did, but the question never arose as to whether you were talking about 1 year. You were only talking about fiscal 73.
Because of the question in regard to the $250 billion debt
compensation. That's right. And that's the point you were talking to. If anybody had asked you, instead of reporting it that way, they should say, Mr. President, are you backing off of Mr. Erdman's statement that there would be no increase in 4 years? You would have said, of course not. My goal is no tax increase next year or in the next 4 years. And there will not be a presidential tax increase in that period. But probably there will be a congressional increase. Same thing you're saying. Going to say. But we didn't. That didn't hurt us.
I think you're right. I think they are people over here. I don't know what to
the discouraging thing is that we know how much good it could have done. If everybody in America could have sat in the room yesterday, we would have scored a large gold star. But everybody didn't. And they couldn't have. And if everybody had, it wouldn't have happened the way it happened. So
it's a different thing.
But that's why I'm saying if everybody knew you like the people that work around you know you, then 100% of them would vote for you. Well, but they won't. They never will.